先生用です。You have a question? It's which class?
No, it's not a class. It's a shemesh thing. And I'll start in a couple of weeks.
Yoni Goldenberg, where are you? Yoni? Aryeh Lapin. Elio Horowitz. Where's Elio? David Ehrlichman. Michael Newman. Where's Michael? Jeremy Katz. Josh Vogel. Eric Silverman. David Freund. It was Yair, was he yesterday? Was there yesterday? Yair Manis. Avi Steingart. Josh Shulman. There's Steven Bressler. David Master. Nelson Waitman. What's that? How do you pronounce it?
Waitman.
Waitman, okay, good. It's Svi Karoli. Svi Karoli. Good, okay. Yesterday we discussed the Machlag de Seitz Zurin de Ritva, Lavan and Shavas, Tes Vitkuf Lam and Ches, the Ritva and Ayin Omen Beis. Look around the Svarm, the Tes Zurin is, in the more recent Svarm is very much discussed. And we ended off by saying that the idea of chiluk chatos, whether you something takes us rid, that chiluk chatos is the chiddush is that we are marve keilu and lavin, or whether you say it is just a riboy of onshin. So we're going to explore further today that sounds like the machlokes rishonim of how one gives hasra for a person's mechal of Shabbos. But we ended off yesterday with the ha'orah, which was a little bit of a hashkafa ha'orah, that the melachos of Shabbos, so each melacha in of itself is part of the din of chil of Shabbos. Ma'ashena came in Yom Tov, but there's no chiluk hatos. So each malacha contributes to the menucha, to the rest. So therefore, it makes sense that on Yom Tov, at least that's we go from the halacha to the hashkaf, it makes sense that the hashkaf of Yom Tov is that all of the malachas contribute to menucha, and therefore whether you machalel zerei or koitzer, no, it's all the same parsha. So when I was going over my notes yesterday, I a few years ago, I noticed that the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagas, you can look this up later on, in Perek Aleph Halacham Dalet. Perek Aleph Halacham Dalet. So the Rambam lists the 43 Isurim or Lavin that are Machayiv Chatos. So in the Rambam lists Shabbos, he says a Mechalel es a Shabbos. When he lists Yom Kippur, he says a Oysim Malach of Yom Kippur and a Oychel Vishois of Yom Kippur. So it's a change of a Lashon, a Mechal es a Shabbos and a Oysim Malach of Yom Kippur. So you can't really ask why the Rambam doesn't say Machal Yom Kippur. Because Machal in Yom Kippur, Machal is a vague term. It could either be Machal on Yedei, Malach or Deachila. The Rambam Hilchos Yom Kippurim talks about, it describes Yom Kippur as being a day of Shvisa Mimalacha and Shvisa Meachila. So that Kashi can't ask, because the Rambam wants to distinguish between the two Chiyuvei Chatois. The Chiyuv Chatos of Malach, the Chiyuv Chatos of Meachila. But one can ask the question why the Rambam, when he listed Shabbos, so why does he say Oysim Malacha v'Shabbos? Why he should use the more specific term of Oysim Malacha v'Shabbos rather than the vague term of a Machalas of Shabbos. So one could suggest that the Rambam wanted us to focus on this Nakuda. That when it comes to every Yom Tov, including Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur also there's no chiluk chatois Yom Kippur. So the melacha is defined in terms of the menucha. When it's shayves the melacha, in order to have rest, in order to have menucha. So if a person does melacha on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, that's exactly what he's doing. He is ruining the menucha that should provide for him the menuchas and nefesh to do tshuva. He's an oisim malacha. On Shabbos, when a person does a malacha on Shabbos, he's not an oisim malacha, he's a machalos a Shabbos. Because when he does a malacha on Shabbos, when he says a zayireh on Shabbos, it's not that he's ruining the menucha that he's supposed to have, that happens to be true. But what he's doing is he's taking away from his awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Zereya. So perhaps that's why the Rambam says Shabbos, one should not look at Asiyas Melach and Shabbos as Asiyas Melach, as work, as pa'ula, but Asiyas Melach and Shabbos is chilul. It's taking away the kedusha of the... Go ahead.
Is there chiluk malachas in Yom Kippur?
Who was that?
Is there chiluk?
No. That's why it fits in. Otherwise it wouldn't fit in. Right. And in Kippur, there's a chiluk between the malachas and the achila and shtiyah. Okay. A person does a malacha and eats his chayv two chatois. A person does five malachas. That's the even though Yom Kippur is compared to Shabbos. There's no heter echel nefesh, but not like gavichil malachas. Okay, so I'm going to finish what we said yesterday. Good, let's look at the Tosus and Ayin Gimel and Beis. All right, the next Gemara. So we have to discuss the Gemara. It so happens that this Tosus happens to relate to the very first sugya. That's why we're doing this Tosus. Gemara says, Mechdei, Mechav Karvi Vereisha, Lisni Chareish Vahodar Lisni Zereya, because Chareish is before Zereya, Tana Be'eretz Yisrael Koi, the Zarei Vereisha Vahodar Karvi. In Eretz Yisrael, the land is so tough that they can't get the earth over the, back over the seeds without refining the earth somehow. So in Eretz Yisrael, and if they would, it would be hard to water the seeds. So they have to do a Charisha even after they are Zereya. Lisnei Chayrei Shvahadar, Lisnei Zereya. Tana Zereya. Tana Beit Yisrael Koy, the Zarei Vereishei, the Hodar Karbe. Right, so this will begin our discussion of what is the gather of the Malacha of Chayresh. Right, because apparently here you're doing Charisha to aid the Zriya, and yet it's still called Charisha. Right, so that will leave it right now. Tana Hazayreya Vazaymer Vaneiteya Vamavrich Vamarkiv Kulon Milocha Achas Hein Maikum Mashmalon Ha'oyse Milocha Yishabe Me'ein Milocha Achas Ein Echaye Velo Achas Omer Rav Acha Omer Rav Chiyah Barashi Omer Rav Ami Zoymer Chayav Mishum Neiteya Vaneiteya Vamavich Vamarkiv Chayav Mishum Zereya Mishum Zereya In Mishum Neiteya Loi Eva Av Mishum Zereya. Alright, so this we'll discuss in Hashem next week. We'll discuss this Gemara in the following Gemara. What is the point of having Me'ein Melacha Achaz? And how are we defining Toldos and Aveis? And what's the significance of Toldos and Aveis? But again, on the simplest level, the Gemara is establishing that Zayireya is an Av and has different members of the set of Zayireya. Zayireya defines a set, right? A mathematical set of Pulois. Some of those members of the set will be called Avois, and some of the members of this will be called Toldos. Right? So Taisva says, but the Gemara says it's all Mishum Zayireya. The label on this category, this set is called Zereya. So Tosva says, Mishum, what does it mean, Mishum Zereya? Neiteya Mavrich, Zoymer, it's all Mishum, what does it mean, Mishum? So apparently, there was a Rishon who said, Mishum, because you have to give Asra. Because if Reuven see Reuven and Shimon see Levi Michal and Shabbos, they want to schlep Levi into Beis Din. So the Asra has to be with the Av. So Ein Lechiyach Mikan did Tzorech La'asroitz Atoldes Mishum Av. So don't bring a Raya to the Tosfos Rid from this Gemara. The Ha'leika Omar Shid Tzorech La'asroitz Mishum Zereya. That's not what the Tzorech this Gemara is. Elodim Yisraboy Mishum Zereya the Chayiv. So apparently Tosfos is telling us what? He's telling us that he understands this idea of Zereya Chayev Mishum as a din of Asra. And apparently there were, Tosfos says, Ein Lechiach Mikan, that means that there were Rishayim who wanted to be Lechiach Mikan. So Tosfos is saying, this is not a good Echacha. What Tosfos is talking about? So we know already. Tosfos Rid, Kuf Lamed Ches, in Shabbos, Tosfos Rid made cotton base and base. So in both places, Tosfos Rid takes his position that Hasra must be b'shem Av. So says Tosfos, whether it's correct or not, no comment. But there's no echacha from here. Why? The Olei Ka'amar Shet Tzorich La'asroisim Mishum Zereya Elo Dim Hisra Boy Mishum Zereya Chayav. Perhaps the Asra could be Mishum Tolda. I have to entertain that possibility. That the Asra is to be Mishum Tolda. You have to say, this is Zoymer Atolda. Perhaps the Asra has to be Leisasako Malacha. Perhaps the Asra should be, you're doing something wrong, Echi of Misa. No comment. But, one thing is clear. That if the Edim mess up on the Asra, that's an invalid Asra. It's clear to Tosfos that one may not be chayav to give a highly accurate and defined asura. But if one tries to give a very specific and accurate asura and messes up and gives an inaccurate asura, that for sure is not a good asura. Why? Elodim hisra boy mishum zireya dechayim. And you haven't made a mistake. The fact that you mentioned Zeireya, the guy is doing Zoymer. He's not planting anything. So you might think that the Avarion should be able to squeak out of a Chiyav Misa by saying, I don't know, the guy told me I was planting. I thought he was joking around. He didn't know what he was talking about. Planting. I was pruning. I was removing a branch from a tree. So he told me, M'chai Mishum Zeireya, it's ridiculous. That's not Zeireya. I have to expect that every Avarion knows, always and always, and what's called, what's an of. Now, the Avarion may know Mishum Shabbos Afilu. They didn't learn the Gemara. So the guy comes over and says, M'chai Mishum Zeireya, I know it's Zeireya. Zeireya is planting, it's not planting. So the Gemara says, Taisha is saying, no, that it would be a good Asra. I'm not telling you that you have to mention Zeireya. Perhaps if you would have come over to the guy and said, you are being Mechal Shabbos, I'm going to schlep you into Beis Din, I'm going to be made against you, perhaps that would be a good Asra. What the Gemara is being Mechadesh to us is that if the Masrev, the Edom, say, they catch a guy being Zoymer, and they say, you're being Zeireya, that's a good Asra. That's a good Asra. He hasn't messed up by being inaccurate. Ella, Vim Hisra boy, Mishum Zeireya Dechayiv. That's Taisus. Alright? Shat in the Gemara. A valid Asra. Avol. So one thing is that Taisus is saying this is a Pshat in the Gemara, apparently. Mishum is a Din Asra. That's number one. Number two, he's saying that even if the Asra may look inarticulate to the Musra, the Tesis is saying the Gemara is establishing the degree of accuracy that you are allowed, the flexibility you can have in a, you got the right of, you got it. Aval, but, going back to our original point, that perhaps Hasra requires the mentioning of the Av, you're mechuyev to mention the Yav. From our Gemara, there's no Raya. Avol Miresh Perek Toilin Mashmak Tzasit Tzorech Lasri Satoil Mishumov. Diko Omar Misham Mishumai Masrinan Bey. If you hang a filter, Mishumai Masrinan Bey. Rabom Mishum Bayre. Rabbi Zay Rabbi Mishum Mirake. Vigam Zeyesh Lidchois. Also not a good raya. Why? The Ochi Perushoi. Mishumai Masrinan Bey Sheikhayos. And Rashi's, that's Rashi's Lashon over there. Mishumai Masrinan Bey Sheikhayos. Rabba Mishum Boyer, Avol and Misru Boy Mishum Mirakid Potter, Kevin the Masreel Mishum Dover Shaina Daimeloi, who Savashum Malik Boyu Potter. There we can learn the same shot. Over there, Mishum Mayimson, that doesn't mean that you're Mechuyu to mention the Ob Malacha. Mishum Mayim means how much flexibility do we give. So this is a Chiddush over there. Because the Gemara is going to say, at Ayin Gimel base at the bottom, that Boire, Mirakin, and Zoyre are very similar malachas. Each one is separating out. So I see a guy hanging a filter. And I say to him, you dig Mirakin. It so happens that Mirakin is defined specifically in a more narrow way because I have Boire. If I wouldn't have Boire, Mirakin would be Boire. But because I have Boyer, Mirakin, and Zayres, I have to define filtering and sifting in very specific terms. So now the Gemara says, what happens? I go over to a guy who's hanging a filter, and I choose a reasonable malacha. But it's an inaccurate malacha. I'm off by a little bit. But I'm very close. I'm very, very close. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's Mechadesh over there. Even though I might be able to claim, on one end you could argue, I thought he was joking around. Whoever heard of that Mishamer is Mirake? I could have argued for a carrot. I could have said Mishamer is very close to Meraki. Mishamer would be Meraki, there wouldn't be a Boirer. So the Gemara is being Mechadish to me over there, that once I have the system of Avos, then I, Tosfos Pshat, I may not be Mechuyav to identify the Av, but if I misidentify the Av, that Asra. The Asra is not good. So says Tosfos, that even the Gemara in Kufla Menches sounds like it's going to be a Raya for the Tosfos Rid. No, Lav Davka. There's a Chiddush to be said over there. So Tosfos says and that apparently he's accepting the idea that I'm not Mechuyav to give a Hasra for the Av. However, if I choose to give Hasra and I want to be a Knacker, so I'm going to give Asra, I want to tell him what Av he's doing. This guy only went to Yeshiva Ktan, he already know from Av he's told us. But I want to tell him which Av. So then the Gemara says, then halacha is, if I get it right, good. But if I am slightly off, right? I told him it's Shabbos, told him it's Chiyuv Sila, I told him I'll shlep him to Bezin, but I misidentified the Av. I said maybe Choyresh instead of Zereya for Zaymer. His aflux. And the same thing even with Mishamer and Meraki. That would be the din. So we need both Gemaras. Number one, I have to get the right of. If I'm going to use the of, that's I give him a base. Number, and then Kufla Menches is telling you, even when the Ovois are very, very close together, and L'chaira, I'm really close to the mark. But once we have a din of, once we have the system of Ovois, I gotta get it right. So Tosfos says, David, there's no Raya from these Gemaras, and the Tosfos Rid can learn his Pshat. Mishamayim Masrinan Bey. Sounds like that you have to use the Ov. Right? So Tosfos Rid is a very strong pshat. That's the simple way of reading the Gemara. And Tosfos, who's not Mekabel, Tosfos Rid, our Tosfos, Halacha, so he learns it a little bit differently. Mishamayim Masrinan Bey, to allow the, what is the flexibility involved in the Asra? So the Gemara says, no flexibility. The Machlaik is exactly which one you should use. Avol in his Reboy Stam Al Tishamer Chayim. However, Tosfos says, based on what Tosfos is saying, if you say Al Tishamer, what you're doing is wrong, don't filter. I didn't tell you which of, just don't filter. So you attack him be Chayim. That would be it's a Tosfos Pshat. It sounds like that the Tosfos would not say that. Mishamayim is with it then. You got it, you're Mechuyev to use the Yav. And Tosfos is Ochiyav, so you say Al Teshamer, good enough. V'nira, Shegam Rabbeinu Tamreitz Lefarishkein, V'oid, Raya, D'Viresh, Vava, Gam Rabbeinu Chananel, sorry. Rabbeinu Chananel, which Rabbeinu Chananel? Good. The Chananel says very last line. Look at the very last line. No, it's in the second Moitov. Over here it is. Thank you. Mishumai Masvinan Bay. Rabba Mishum Rabzeira Omar Mishum Mirakit. Rabba Mishum Boyer. Rabzeira Mishum Mirakit. Sovar Boyer Mirakit Shnein Ovis Molochis Hain. U Boyer Mirakit Gein Dover Echon. Vulay Nechlaku Bishmoisan Ella Mibnejim Mikdosh. That we'll learn in 9 Gimel. Vilama Rabba Rabzeira Ledeacha Shim Hisru Boy Mishum Mirakit. Ali Bader Rabba. So it sounds like that it's not, there's no chiyuv to do it to say, but if you mess up, then you'll be potter. We didn't mention him yesterday. We wanted to mention all the shitas. So Eliezer is mechayev a chatas and a toldum mokim of a person that's zayreya and zaymer, zayreya and aiteya tu chatois, a chatas for every of and a chatas for a tolda, even though the tolda belongs to the same category as an of. He's that has the most chatois, Eliezer. So the Baram of Akama says, Eliezer the mechayev a toldum mokim of a mai korila of. V'may korila tolda. Who needs the whole of tolda structure? You're chayev for every malacha you do. So just give me a list of hundreds of malachas and then he'll have to check off. How many chatois is chayev? If you hold like we hold that you're only chayev for one, you're chayev per of, you gotta know ovites. I gotta have categories, I gotta have 39 sets. But if I'm gonna be chayev for every malacha, irrespective of how many times I am over the same set, the same label, the same oven tolda. So who needs ovens and toldas? So the Gemara there says, "Hach tehavi b'mishkan chashiva." We're going to work on that line, the two gesoys over there. "Hach tehavi b'mishkan chashiva kari la'ov." And ovens was sitting, what was done in Mishkan. Right? So the Gemara says, the Tosva says, Why doesn't the Gemara say that we need to know Oves and Toldos for the purpose of Hasra'ah? The Mai Korile Toldov Le Mishanei Delachi Korile Ov the Tzorech LaHasra'ah Sa'at Toldov Mishum Ov. So it's a Gevaldik Akasha against Hesus Rin. The Gemara asks the Akasha, the Gemara gives the Teretz. Well, we gotta know history of Hilchus Shabbos, where it comes from. What do you mean? There's a nafka middle of Dina. According to Tosfos Riz Pshat, we have to know how to be Masre. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention that Din, Lachara, there is no such Din. So Tosfos remains with the Din that the Asra is, you're not Mechuyiv to mention Avos, that certainly if you say what you are doing is usur, that is a valid asra, right? Perhaps Tosfos may mean with Rashi also, that we'll see in a moment. Right, that'll have to come to that. That was what somebody pointed out during Seder, that there seems to be a little bit of confusion between this Tosfos and Meit Kohen. So that we'll discuss in a moment. Finish, go ahead.
Well, didn't we already say yesterday that according to Tosfos read that it's not focused on Tanakh?
Yeah.
So he just answered that it would be
Eliezer. Right, so it's not a defeating cash against Tosfos Rid. Right, so one is because what Pinchas says is very good, that I suggested yesterday, and I think it's a Mukhrach, that Tosfos Rid holds that his sheet is a Machlaikas Tanon. Why would I say it's a Mukhrach? Because Tosfos Rid in Kuf Lamed Ches quotes Havara l'chalag yotzes. So that means that if you hold Havara l'lam yotzes, and you learn v'yosu me'achas me'heina, Rabbi Yosi, so then you're not, you don't have to have this whole chiddush. So Pinchas is saying, so how can you ask Akasha what Rabbi Eliezer should say? For all we know, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi's din. No, very good. Why else is it not a defeating Kasha? How will Pinchas Mahalach Tosfos Rid sails through this very smoothly. right, with another approach that will get Tesis Rid out of Tesis Rid out of Tesis's Kasha. No? Guys, see? No, but we're talking about Shabbos over there. In Bava Kama, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about Shabbos. We're trying to transfer it over, but Rabbi Eliezer still holds of his din. The Gemara is still asking, I don't think you can learn Pshat in the Gemara, what's the Nafka Mina, which is relevant to Bava Kama? What's the Nafka Mina which will come to Bava Kama? Yeah. Okay, good. No? Go ahead.
Just because the Gemara doesn't answer up like Tosfos Rid doesn't mean that wasn't thinking that answer doesn't mean that the answer doesn't exist. I don't know how to think maybe Tosfos Rid's assumption that just because the Gemara didn't answer with Tosfos Rid's.
Yeah, but Tosfos Rid is a much better answer. It's a Mamshanaf Kamin Ladina. No? So it's the Gemara is ignoring what should be and according to Tosfos Rid, the Gemara Mefereshet, and Shemai Mesrinan Bay. No? And the truth is that the yeah, okay. No, what would you say? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. No? Taisvis interprets both in Bava Kama on the second day. And later on in Sani Vav, Tais himself gives a teretz. Right? Tais himself says that might be what Eliezer is saying. Hach, the Havim Mishkan Chashiva means the Asura has to be from the Mor Chashiva label. And through that, I think Pinchas' Teretz is a smoother Teretz, with Takas Akasha. Why Teretz didn't say what Pinchas said. Right? Because it's much smoother. This is a very Medechim. That's what the Gemara means. Alright? The Gemara means, Hach, the Havim Mishkan Chashiva means Asura. Alright? Whatever you look at it, there's a way out of that. Alright? So the Taisus ends by saying, there is no Rayu Mukrachas. Alright? Machlaikas, between Taisus and Taisus Rid, 2 days in Taisus, whether the Asra has to be Mishum of, alright? So we suggested yesterday, where is each one coming from? Because each one had a different pshat in what is meant by Chiluk Malachis, Chiluk HaTois. Tosfos Rid said, Chiluk HaTois is, it's Ki'ilu, there are 39 Lavin, and the Torah was Mechadish, 39 Lavin, therefore you should mention the Lav, and Tosfos HaLuk HaMitzvah, it's Ribu HaTois, but one Lav. So Mehecha Tosfos, we should mention the Ov. I suggested yesterday. Avadja?
Yeah. Tosfos said, when Tosfos Aval im Hishra Bo Stam Al Tishamar Chayev.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he say in Hishra Bo Stam Bo Tasar Kom Lofa Chayev?
Yeah.
Why did he specifically mention Tishamar?
Okay, let's hold on that for a moment. Yeah, go ahead. Get your name. Again. Asha, go ahead. It's Shaykh. But the if he would say that, why should he not learn Pshat and Mishum Masrinu, Mishumai Masrinu Bay? Right, but if he holds, what I'm saying is, if Tosfos Rid's Mahalach is accessible, so that's such an easy pshat in the Gemara.
No.
Why?
Because Tosfos is on Kasha.
The what?
Because of the Gemara and Baba Kama.
At the very
he
end.
Still has the same Kasha.
Yeah, but you see, Tosfos is willing to be tyrant there.
Okay.
It wasn't with Tarek. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't say that's Mukhrah. But it's Mukhrah. But I think it flows very well. I think that Tosfos Rid's Mahalach is Mukhrah. Alright? Now. So now let's go a step deeper now. So now the question is, so Avadya said, when Tosfos says Al Tishamer, what's Tosfos saying Al Tishamer? Is Tosfos saying Al Tishamer, you gotta tell the person, don't filter? Are we going to be medayik in Tosfos? The Tosfos requires Al Tishamer. Alright, so let's go slow over here. And what we want to do now is, now that we want to put this issue of Hasra Lagabe Shabbos into the broader context of Hasra. As we're discussing Hasra and Shabbos, how does that fit in to Hasra and Kol HaTorah Kula? Right? And Derech Agav, those who've learned Sanhedrin last year, see, we always look, whenever you learn, you always look for the ability to chazer and to see how it fits in to what you're learning now. Helps, if we're not disciplined enough to chazer, to have a chazer a seder, so at least we should grab every opportunity to review something. So now we come to the broader din of Asra. So I pointed out in the Mar Makomos. Right, I pointed out a Rashi in Shavuos, Chofim and Beis, and a Rambam in Shkogas. No, it's in Hedrin. Rambam in Sanhedrin, should prepare Yud Beis. Halacha Beis, I think, no? These are all famous Makaris. Nope. So what do we have? So Rashi in Shavuos Chofim and Beis, what does he say? Good.
With Rashi, they were saying that you specifically have to give a Hasra for a specific type of Shavuos. Specifically, you have to say specifically for that type of Shavuos. Whereas I think the Rambam was saying, or the idea by Hasra is that you're not necessarily applying exactly what it is, but more an idea of making the person who's about to do
okay, so you're jumping a little bit. Let's first get the facts. We're saying it's correct. It's the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis, Ketza in the middle of Halacha, Ketza Masrin Boy, Oymen Loi Proish. We say stop. Oy Altase, don't do this. Shezu Aveiri. The chayav ato oleo misas bezene malchus. The chayim shosak a yerkin bereishi potter b'afilomu yedani potter ad sheyatir atzmei lemisa v'yomar manoskin and yoyse v'achag yori. V'tzorach sheyaver v'yatsa teichav la'asro b'soyech nidibur. So Rambam says that when Hasra is given, Kesad Master, what do we say? We say, stop. What you are doing is a Chiyav, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is an Aveira, and you're a Chayav Misa. Then he has to go on to either, he has to acknowledge it somehow. He can't acknowledge it simply by being quiet or by nodding. He has to acknowledge it articulately. I know, right? Yedeyani, and he has to say more. He has to say Al Menos Kain. He is doing it in order to be held responsible for Chiyav Misa. Right, like a person who's protesting something and wants to be booked. Right, the policeman says, if you'll, unless you go away, you cross this border, we'll have to take you in and book you. He wants to be booked. He wants to. That's his whole point. The civil right. This would be. He wants to be schlepped in. So he says, not all of you, Al-Menos came. That's why he gets when he came, that's why he spent a whole day there. If he goes home, doesn't get in the paddy wagon, he hasn't, then he just wasted a day, but if he gets swept into the precinct, it's Al-Menos came. It's the guy's Al-Menos came. Right? So you see from Rambam, that's all you need. Rambam does not say anything differently than Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam, all you have to say is what you're doing is wrong, and you are, it's an Aveira Chayav Misa. Right? Rashi, in Shavuos Chofim and Beis, what's the Lashon of Rashi? Who's that?
And they're
down to one oven. No? No, so who's Rashi? No, no, go ahead. What does Rashi say?
Rashi of Azara. Rashi of Azara. Rashi of Azara's.
I don't remember they did Rashi. Nope. Right? He says you have to give Masra and you have to tell him what lav. Rashi doesn't say, stop. You gotta tell him what you're chayiv, you think he's wrong. Approach. You have to tell him a posel chumash to be a good aid, you gotta know chumash. According to Rashi, it's a big, tremendous difference. According to Rambam, most guys with yeshiva education can give asra. Right? According to Rashi, it's not gonna happen. According to Rashi, it's another posel. At least you have to know the lav. The lav of shvua. Right? From Rashi, it sounds like you have to say the posel. But something in that area, either say the posuk or say the lav, right? What is Taisus hold? What's Taisus shita?
Rashi.
Why do you say that?
Because even when he's talking stam, so he still mentioned something, he could have just said prof.
Right, out the shamer boy.
It could be only that he's playing off of Kuklam Maket, though.
Right.
I'll leave it to Rashi.
Right, no? What did you say? Why? In the very end, it sounds like going to Elias, you can have a hasra from a tolda. But sitting out the shamar, but you could have. That's certainly it. No, what about the taste of the mud cotton, though? Why? Right, it's a little bit more pal. A little bit foggy. It could be different bali taisus. I don't know. Taisus mud cotton. Sounds like he says, like Rashi. At least he's in Rashi's camp. Right? I don't know. Does he spell it the lav in mud cotton basement base? It just says it's a. And that's really the pasuk. Get the same from the Easter, no? What's the lashon there? Was that Shem Easter, right? Shem Easter. I don't know if you need the pasuk, but at least we know in this detail. I'm not sure if we can finish off all the fine details of it. But it's clear you have two camps, right? It's clear you have Shitas Rambam, which is just say that it's usur, and you have Rashi and Taisa that require greater articulation, greater specificity. That you have to say, and here, I'm not sure, you have to either say the pasuk, have to say the lam, maybe you have to say alta shamer boy, the alta shamer boy to me sounds more like the Rambam, to be honest. Alta shamer boy, don't filter, it's also the filter. So to me it sounded that the Taisus in Klal Gadol is shayach more to Rambam, and the Taisus in Moed Katan shayach more to Rashi. And Taisus Rid, Taisus Rid?
Oh,
right, Taisus Rid, you have to put in the Rashi camp. Taisus Rid is Marachik Leches. There are really three positions over here. There's Rambam, Osir. Rashi and Taisus, somewhere in the middle, you got another Pasuk, the Lav. And Taisus Rid says, you have to actually, and when it comes to Shabbos, and I would assume, according to Taisus Rid, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and maybe Shvius, I don't know. You have to specify the Ov. Right? Now, Taisus, again, remember, Taisus Rid holds that there are 39 Lavin. So Taisus Rid is, again, he's in Rashi and Taisus' camp. So again, so now when we put it all together, so we put yesterday's shoot together, today's shoot together, so when it comes to Asra and Kol Tera Kula, the Rambam says Osir. Right? The Rambam and Rashi and Tosas say in Kolotera Kula you have to be more specific, and in Shabbos there is no greater need for specificity, right? And that's why coming back to Usher to Ar before, I would prefer to say that Tosas does not hold the Taisus Rid. Because once you require, and it's not mukhra, but it stands to reason if you require specificity and you have an extra lav, so why not use it? And Taisus Rid holds of Shitas Rashi and Taisus, and Heyois, then in Shabbos he holds that when you say lechalik yotzis the mitzvah lavin, so you have to use the appropriate lav for that esra. All right, so far so good. Good. So what's next? We have to figure out next. No, go ahead.
Why do they have such a difference
in
terms of
Asra? Right, what's
the job? What's the job?
Asra. Right? In other words, Hayyoy said Asra is significantly different between Rambam and the Baliyat Taisvas. Right? Hayyoy is such a significant difference. So, what are we supposed to understand about the. They must view Asra differently. Alright? They must view Asra. What's the makor for Asra? How do you know you require Asra? To Mechayev Misa? Was that? A little bit louder? Yeah. Gemara and Sanhedrin has, and Daf, Nuwa Daf, everything. Mem on my base, the very bottom, Malf and Aleph. Gemara says, Legabe the Chi of Kores. By Dover Erva, the Lashon is Ayra'a. Ad Shi Yareyu. Right, the very last line of the verse. What's the Pasuk? Gemara has four limudim. The Ra'a is Ervasa, right? So the Eidim were Ra'a is Ervasa, right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean the Eidim are Ra'as Ervasim? How does Ri'as Erva impact the Chi of Kores? So the Gemara says, no, it means that Ad Sheyar Eyu, the Eidim have to show the Avarian what he's doing. In Eina Inyan, the Chi of Kores, who needs Eidim for Kores? It's Rabban Shum's business. So it must be Tenele Inyan, it's Chatois and Malkus there. Malkus. And then the Gemara goes again, the Gemara said that the job of the Eidim is Ad Sheyareyu. You have to show Ad Sheyareyu Tamay Sholdover. Ad Sheyareyu Tamay Sholdover. What's Tamay Sholdover? Then the Gemara goes on to say, V'chi Yozid. It has to be Mamish B'mezid. So Mamish B'mezid means you gotta know what you're violating. Then we're totally moving after that. Alright? What's Ad Sheyareyu Tamu Shaldav? What does that mean? You're going to start giving him svaris from Nerun Avuchim? You're going to carry around your Sefer Achinoch to go through the Shiroshi Yadover? You're going to have your Chorei, your first year? That's what Tamu Shaldav. And you don't have a Tamu Shaldav. So what does Tamu Shaldav mean? What does it mean? What's that? So, no, but that's the Machlaikis. That's the Machlaikis between L'chayra, we're skipping making a jump over, we'll come back in a moment. L'chayra, that's the machleg between the Rambam and the Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam learned, Tamei Shel Dover, means you have to tell him what he's doing is also the Chiyah Malkus. But apparently Rashi and Tosfos said Tamei Shel Dover means more than that. The Rambam's a little bit difficult. What did the Rambam do with the Gemara? She said Tamei Shel Dover. That's a strange. How the Rambam shot the Gemara, and Tosfos and Rashi, they said Tamu Shalnover. That means you have to tell him, you have to give him something, you have to show him. So if you just say what you're doing is usher, that's not. You haven't told him anything. But if you tell him it's usher, it's Chilul Shabbos, Pleisasa, Komalocha, that's Tamu Shalnover. So for that's the Machlokes. And a Yoyis that Taisus Rid holds that there is a Chiluk Malachis. So Tamei Shel Dover becomes even more specific. That's what I was thinking. But I was very happy that I saw this morning this Ha'ara in the Magila Taisus Rid. I don't know if you have it. The Taisus Rid came out many, many years ago. Before my time even. Came out in a critical edition. By one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, and this is that, so think of it. He was the Rav, Rabbi Wine is the Rav now. Rabbi Wine is the Rav in the Beit HaKnesset and the Sea. So he was the original Rav in the Beit HaKnesset. He was a Nodom Godel. He died very, very young. So he was one of the first people to put out critical editions of Rishonim. So he is Marif. This whole topic, if you want to go through the whole topic, anyone at Chazorish here, so either take out the Minchas Chinuch, the very beginning of Shabbos, goes through everything, or, but this is actually the footnote, goes through in Kufan Mechazim and Beis Tetzvit. So he makes this a aura, simple aura. Ad sheyire tamish, ad sheyare tamish ul davar. That's the machlaikas, what's pshat, right? So it doesn't really answer Harold's question, we just see where each one's coming from, but apparently they had different pshatim and sheyare tamish ul davar. So let's go a step further. So what does it mean? How is Hasra different if I just tell you Osir, or if I tell you, take out my Korein Tanakh and show you the Pasuk? How is Hasra different? Right? Now, we're skipping one step over here. What's the one step we're skipping? One Gemara that we've deleted? Gemara Rambam? No? Yeah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right? This is the problem of it. The Gemara says what Asura is all about. Kedei sheyavchen ben shoygeg lemezen. It's one of the difficult Rambams. We'll discuss it now. What's the makor for Asura? So one of the difficulties in the parsha of Asura is that you have two separate Gemaras. Right? The problem is that they are wildly separate. One Gemara on Mem Omen Aleph and Sanhedrin says Hasra is a pasuk, Gzeres HaKosuf, and one Gemara in the Sanhedrin Ches Tes says that Hasra is a Machlekes Tanoim, whether everyone requires Hasra. Machlekes Chachamim and Rabbi Yosi. Chachamim say that everyone requires Hasra, and Rabbi Yossi says no. Hasra is required lehavchin bein chover liyam oretz. The purpose of Hasra is to be able to be sure that lehavchin bein shogeg lemeizin. How do I know if a guy is a shogeg or a meizin? How can I take a guy to beizin? I see a guy being machal Shabbos. So how do I know he's doing it a meizin? He's going to get malchus. The only way to know is to give him Asra. So I'll make him into a for sure mason. So the Gemara says, what happens if the guy's a Talmud Chacham? What happens if the guy is, you know, he's learning Shabbos this year? Right? So you know he got from Ayin Gimel to Ayin Dalin already, so he already learned Davis Malachis. And then you see him on Shabbos, orientation Shabbos, you see him, first Shabbos, you see him doing Zereya. No, the first malach he got up to, right? Second malach. So the first Shabbos, so days of Shir. So he knows this, he knows, right? So I have to get Masra. So if I know that he knows Ilchus Shabbos, he doesn't require Asra. So Chachamim say everyone requires Asra. And Rabbi Yossi says no, it depends on the person. Depends on the Yochim. Depends on who the Musar is. Can they have him in Shekel and Mezit? So, how do you put this together? Is Asra a Gzeres HaKosav? Is Asra a Asara? Right? New? The Toysus, right? Just, what daf? Never base. Toysus has the cash. Toysus says two things. Alright? We'll go slow and then we'll put everything together. Toysus says, this is the Machlaikis. Machlekes Tanoim, is Asra Gzeres HaKosov, or is Asra Asvara? If Asra is Gzeres HaKosov, then of course, it doesn't matter whether a person's a Tamar Chacham, a Chavar, and a Ma'arvetz, with the Shir, didn't go to Shir, learn Shabbos, learn Kachin, doesn't matter. Gzeres HaKosov. If, however, it's a Svara, right, so then the Svara is to be able to identify the guys who made it. And therefore, it'll only be required a situation where you think the guy may not be amazing. But if you know the guy's amazing, if you know the fellow is a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't require Asra. That's the first Teretz of Tosfos. The first Teretz of Tosfos is Asra. The opening issue of Asra is, why Asra? Nachlegas Tanon. svara, gzeres hakosav. Nafka mina, if it's a gzeres hakosav, it applies across the board. If it's a svara, it is only required of an amoritz. Next, teretz and taisus. Right, so the sugyan daf mem is only according to one man damer. Machlekes svara and ad sheireo tami shel davar. That's only required. That is if you hold that it's exeris akosav and therefore it's required of everybody. Second teretz of taisus. Difficult teretz. Taisus says there are details in asra that the malacha has to be done within a moment of the giving asra. Within a moment. 3 seconds later. Why? Told the guy at 12 o'clock that there's an Eastern malacha. He's not sure if he's going to want to do survey or not. He's going to dark in the forest. Shouldn't Machal Shabbos. So 12 o'clock you tell him, survey is an Eastern day Raisa. 5 minutes later he plants it. Right? No asra. So therefore, that couldn't be. You know the guy's thinking of Azid. He didn't forget in the last 5 minutes. Right? The young guy, no short memory loss, you know? So we know he remembered things 5 minutes ago. He didn't forget we put the seed, right? So he's still holding the seed. He still has the plant. He's been going back to the way he's schwitzing. Shouldn't Machal Shabbos. Decides Machal Shabbos. So he didn't forget what I told him 5 minutes ago. No Asra, no Malkum. Why not? So Tosfos Xeris Akosim. Do what's Pshat in Tosfos. What's Pshat? The Hasra is a Svara, and the details of Xeris Akosim. That's ridiculous, no? Can't say that.
Well, no, you could, because if it's a Shogeg, like we said yesterday, the Shkagas, Hayom Shkagas, it depends, like, what exactly he forgot. He could have forgot that it's Shabbos, not the fact that it was the Avera itself. In which case, the details are exactly...
12 o'clock in the afternoon, I tell the guy, it's Shabbos, and this is Zereya. And then, 5 minutes elapsed. So I need a Chiddush HaKra. But if I have a Chiddush HaKra, I don't need a Svar anymore. Good, Monty? No, go ahead, Siri. It could be, but then the machayev is what? The machayev is the zechakosim, right? In other words, the second person must be. There's like zeres hakosim to do asra, right? The din of doing asra is a quirky din. It's a din of doing asra ad kenei kach that has to be taken a divor. But the din of asra is like there's a cost of an unusual quirks. Right? And that's across the board. Now, the machlegis tanoim. What's the machlegis tanoim? Chachamim say it applies to everybody. Alright, fine. Rabbi Yossi says it only applies to a Talmud Chacham, to an Amoritz. Why? Why shouldn't it apply to Talmud Chacham? No. So apparently, like Cindy's saying, that apparently, even though it's a Xeris HaKosov, there will now be a further machlekes as to what's the Gedir Adin, what's the Hasra all about. Okay? Let's back up and make it clear. So again, so what are we saying? We have defined Hasra and Hilchas Shabbos. We then said Hasra and Shabbos is part of a much larger picture of Hasra b'chol Torah Kula. Alright? And so far, we've said that the machlekes in Shabbos, this limited machlekes, remember we had Rambam, Tesis, and Rashi, Tesis, Rid. So the machlekes, Tesis, Rashi, Tesis, Rid, that we figured out. That was yesterday's shir. That's Tosfos Rishon Lezion. Good. So now we're going a step further. Behayoyis that it belongs to the whole picture of Kol Derech Kula. So let's figure out what is the machlokes Rishonim about whether Hasra has to be specific or not. According to Rambam, it's Troish, right? If you want to make it more anchored into our sugya, to say the following. Ovadya said that al tishamer is Rambam Shita. So what is the machleik between the two Bali Taisvas? Taisvas in the Ein Gimel Amud Beis that says just be masra osir, filtering is osir, opening cans is osir, don't go to the longest. Of what malach it's under. Just tell them it's osir, finished. That's it. Right? If it's a chiv, they're isa. And then shlep in the basin. And Taisus Rid that says all the way over here says no. You gotta mention not only the law, you gotta mention the yom. What's the machlekes? That's really a machlekes in Kola Terakula. Rambam says, Atzor, Tanaveira, Pidavi Isu De Raisa, that's Hasra. And Rashi and Taisha says, you gotta get the pasuk. So what's that based on? What's that based on? No. So we said that that in Hasra itself, in Kol Terakula, there's gonna be two distinct ways of looking at a strong culture of Kula. There's going to be 2 days in Taisvus. There's going to be one Mahalach in Taisvus. Right? One Mahalach in Taisvus says that there is, in principle, in the whole Parsha of Asra, the moment the Parsha gets off the ground, there's a Machlokes. Is Asra a Gzeiras HaKosov? Or is Asra a Svarot? Is Asra there to nail the person that he's a Mezidnik? And the only way you can nail him to be a Mezidnik is if you catch him and you tell him, and within seconds he does the Aveira, then you've nailed him through and through as a Mezidnik, right? Or is if it's to be Kaveya, that the person has been Mezid, that you don't need Asra for a Talmud Chacham, for a guy who's winning Mesech to Shabbos, or is Asra Gzeres HaKosim? Is it Gzeres HaKosim? Right? That's one way that is one Mahalach in the whole Parsha of Asra. Those who say it's Gzeres HaKosim, they have Memem Beis. And they're not Mavchin Bein Tamil Chacham and Namaris. And those hold with the Svara only applies to Namaris. Right? That's one Malach. The other Malach is no. Everybody holds that Asra is Exeris HaKosov. And then there is a further Machlokes as to how you define this Exeris HaKosov. Right?
Say why it has to be
filtered if you bought the spark. No. Okay. So now, good. So let's use the Rambam to go further. What is the big cash in Rambam over here? Go ahead. The Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yudbeis, the halacha, I began to know the halacha. Famous cash in Rambam. That the Rambam says, Hasra is required across the board. Talmud Chacham, Amal Aris, it doesn't matter. Everyone requires Hasra. Says Rambam, why? Because you need Asra to be Mavchin ben Shegig Lemezer. But what's the Kash in the Rambam? What's the Kash in Rambam? Right. I'm quoting both, and it's a stira. However, you move in the Rambam, the stira. First line he says, the purpose of Asra is Asra applies across the board. Oh, that means it's the Xeris HaKosov. Or, that means it's Chachamim Sheet. And then he says, no, he quotes the Lashon of Allah. So what's, how can you make sense of the Rambam? How can you make sense? You have to make sense of the Rambam. Right? How do you have to, it's mukhrach now to read the Rambam in one way. Right?
There's something that the father doesn't know. Like, he knows that much about Zasa, but he doesn't know that this piece of food is straight. So he doesn't know that it's Zasa, but he doesn't know.
But in the Gemara, the Tanoim, one Tana said that if it's Kedei Lavchin Bein Rasha Bein Chomer LeAmaaretz, you don't need Bein Shelo, you don't tell a Talmud Chacham.
In this case, it's not about But again,
in the Gemara, those were two opposite shitas. Well, he didn't have that as an option. No. Logically, what's Mukhrach and Rama? And the Magid Mishnah case, we can all say this. Good? Correct? Has to what? Saying very good. Teich Kedei Dibur shows that the Svara is not a compelling Svara. Right? But he does say the Svara. No? And yeah? No, so the Rambam is further Muksha. He quotes the Svara, and then all the ramifications of Svara, he doesn't follow through on. He's machayved for a Talmud Chacham and Teich Kedei Dibur. No? To show the what? So what are you going to say, then? So you have to say that according to Rambam,
you hold that it's a Teres Kosher, when it's being a Svar, but a Teres Kosher, but since it's a Teres Kosher, we have to follow specific details. And once there's a reason for it, once it's a Teres Kosher, everyone has to follow, no matter who you are.
Okay, so you're going to have to say that Rambam holds like the second sheet of Tosfos, that it's a Xeris HaKosov, right? You have to say that. So what's the point of quoting? And therefore, we could ask the and when the Rambam says that even though it's Xeris HaKosov, and Rabbi Yossi is the only one that says that it's Kedei Lahavchin Bein Shegi LeMezid, we're going to have to say that in fact.
There'll be times when the Avarian will require we'll need that.
No. I mean, that's true, but you have to say the what? That according to Rambam, both Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, they both hold Kedei Lahavchin Bein Shegeg LeMezid. Kesef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, and Zimamish Mukhrah. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says, I'm going to pass the Chachamim, and he quotes a Lashon of Rabbi Yossi. So how are you talking? The Rambam has told that everybody holds that the purpose of Hasra's Kedei Lahavchin Bein Shegeg LeMezid. Elamai, that they are arguing only in degree. Everybody holds the Xeris HaKosov, you have to give Hasra. Right? So now, if that's correct, so now we have Osher's Kasha. So how are you going to put this together? How are you going to say that the Hasra is the Xeris HaKosov? That Asra is functioning to point out that the person has been mazed, and that it must be Ketoch Kedei Dibur. It can't be that the purpose of the Asra is to show us that he's been mazed. I wouldn't need Ketoch Kedei Dibur for that. I wouldn't need it for a Talmud Chacham. So it must be that when we say it's to show that the guy's been mazed, it's a little bit different. It's not to show us he's amazed and he's not a shoyge. There are different ranges of amazed. You said it amazed lahaches. I would call it amazed and merit. Right? There's a guy who's been amazed. He said, "No, it's awesome." How will pekan? I'm going to do it. There's a guy who says it's been amazed and I'm chayav visa. The Aval Pekin, I'll do it. There's a guy who finds out it's been mazed and the imam is just jumping to do it. There are different degrees of mazed. So the Rambam holds, everybody holds, the point of Asra is not to indicate to us that the person is bemazed. The point of Asra is to point out where on the range of mazed this person is. Is he mazed that he's doing it on purpose? Or is he mazed to lachis? That's the machlegis of Allah HaChamim. When is a person chayiv misa? Is he chayiv misa by doing something willfully, wantonly to mazed? Or is he chayiv misa when he does something with a mamish, a merit, a brazen merit against the Rebbeinu Shalom? That's the machlegis. So the Rambam holds that Hasra is exeris hakosim. Everybody requires Asra. Ad she'yareyu tamei shel davar. And everybody holds that the purpose of Asra, or that was the purpose, everybody holds that the Torah, when it gave us Asra, is to show us how amazing this person is. The Shia, I call it a Shia and Azada. Right? Now, I would say, we could simply say now, it's a Shir and Azada, and the Torah is telling you, if you require Asra, no matter whether it's a Talmud Chacham or Amora, it's a Tzech Nedibur, it means you require an extreme form of Mezid. Even a Talmud Chacham is being told right now, it's a Chi of Misa. These guys are going to take him into a Beis Din. Ad Kerei Kach, he wants to be married by Hashem. That's what he's Chayav Misa. And Rabbi Yosi says, no. Tam Chacham is Chayav Misa because he's doing it to be Beis Din. I'm a Oris Bas Rav doing it to be Beis Din. You don't have to push him to the end and only be Machayav him if it's a brazen act of merit against you. That's the Machlokes. So the Rambam, when he says that when it's Chayiv Misa, whether he's a Chacham or whether he's an Amoritz, because the purpose of Hasra is Kidei Lavchin Bein Shoyeg LeMezid, means the Rambam holds that Shoyeg is this huge thing, it covers most of the range. And Mezid is only the end of the range, and the guy is Mamish Meshuggah, Leisei Dover, to be murdered against your mother, it has to be taken a dibur, it has to be afal pikein, almanos kein. That's amazing. Right? So that's what the Rambam would say. No, so once he's, so the Rambam, now we've completed the Rambam Shita. Right? The Rambam Shita is that the purpose of us, that the din of Asra is exercise kosso. And Asra is to give us a certain shear of how amazing the guy is. And the guy is only chayav misa if he is such a big mezidnik, but all you have to tell the person is that this is an isadei, that is an isadei raisa, right? The pasuk and not a pasuk, not impressive. What's impressive is the guy's in the meisa right now, and he's mekabel upon himself a chiyuv misa. That's a wanton form of mezid. It's a Rambam Shita. Comes to Shabbos, that's all he requires on Shabbos also. I may have Shabbos always and told us. That's not impressive. Right? I don't have to know the guy is, does it matter whether the guy knows it's Dosh, or whether it's a Reya, or it's Merakeh, that does that impact on the sheer of Mezid, on the degree of intent? Pashas not. Right? So therefore the Rambam says, as long as the guy knows it's Chi of Misa, and it's Osir, and you're going to shut him to Bezin, you've been Keveh, this guy is an out and out Mezid next. So therefore you're Makayim the Din of Asrom, Din de Raisa. End of story. According to Rambam. There's a famous ktsois, Simchav Ches, with a ktsois and pshat in Hasra to be mevarer to the Edom without any question. The Edom should be 100% clear that this guy's doing it amazing. Right? That's pshat in Nazareth. It's not to be koiveya his act of hazada. It's to be mevarer for the Edom. The Edom can say, we know without any question, the guy's amazing. Ram says, based on Shuvas HaRajbo. L'chayra, according to the Ksois, you probably can go either way. You either say the Ksois would explain the Rambam Shita, Or you can say the Ksois could explain Tosfos and Rashi Shita, because what you end up saying is that the Eidim can only be sure that this guy is doing it b'meidid by telling a pasuk. I'm not so convinced by it. But that's a mahalach, famous mahalach of Ksois. Nope, so let's finish up. So how are we going to explain the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos and Tosfos Rid that one requires a pasuk? You gotta tell him which lav it is. No. Go ahead, Usher. Was that? You don't believe him. He could say, like Tyson says, that all of this is to, that they're requiring a hasra'a that is, it's a more compelling hasra'a. Alright? L'chaira, that would be good. It would not help us with Tosfos Rid L'chaira. Hard to imagine that if I say it's an Isim Malacha, I would tell him which of. Maybe.
Here's a question. One of the problems of the idea of Asura is that you have to identify exactly which Malacha or what the Isra is.
And? No, go ahead. So then what we're saying over here is a very fine point. That There is a different range of Hazadah. But Hazadah is not different elements of intent. Good?
Why do you even bring in the idea of Hazadah by Tosfos and Rashi? They don't mention it. You say that it's a Gzeiros HaKasuv, and that's one of the problems.
It's a Gzeiros HaKasuv.
Gzeiros HaKasuv that you have to give someone Hasrah, or if you learn in the Gemara.
Right.
One of the problems of that Gzeiros HaKasuv.
No, so all I'm saying is the following. Hey, Yos. In other words, we're saying, you're. He knows that there's a Gzeiros HaKasuv, and that Rashi and Tosfos somehow interpret that Gzeiros HaKasuv to mean that you have to specify the lav. Right? So what does that tell me about Asura? That's what I'm asking. Once I have, how am I going to be Magdir Asura? You're right, I don't have the Rambam as a Machriach to say, actually Yavchin, forget it. According to Rashi and Tosfos, I can say it's all according to HaKasuv, we're not Mavchin. Right? So I'm not have to use the concept of hazada of intent. Right? No, so what is it though? Lachar also is shirin hazada, go ahead.
The shirin hazada by Rashi and Tosfos is the idea that they have to know exactly what the malacha they're doing. That's already the guy thinks he's doing Rashi, but really he's doing Zoraya, so it's not full amazing. But once the
so why should that be though? Why should it matter if the guy was Machal Shabbos? Why should it matter which prat? Why should it matter whether it's Simon Shin Yud Ches or Shin Yud Tes? Why should Techel and Dibur matter? No. Very close. Good. Okay, good. I think it's a little bit different. Techel and Dibur. What's Techel and Dibur do? No, Usher. Was that? That's Hazadah. Okay. But you'd even say sharper. No? Teich Nedibar means, it's always what?
What's part of the mitzvah?
Correct. Teich Nedibar is a mitzarev. It's mamish one thing. Right? So this becomes part of the maaseh. The maaseh is I think there's a difference between a maaseh where a person is doing a malacha because he learned in yeshiva it's a malacha, or a person who when he's doing his malacha he's mamish doing, he's being over a pasuk and chumash, he knows he's being over the lav, the guy just told him. The difference between doing a malacha because he remembers the Mishnah Berurah, it's a malacha, it's a Mishnah, or doing a malacha that was just as ke'ilo, they just labeled this maisa as a maisa loisasin melacha, as a violation of a pasuk. So there is a degree of hazada by virtue of intent, and there's also a degree of hazada by virtue of the choice of how apparent it is, and then there's a degree of hazada that plays itself out and makes the maisa into a larger, into a greater form of merit. So what I'm suggesting is the following. That we go back to Hasra, not come back to our sugya. So now we have a machlekes rishonim. Hasron Shabbos is really like Hasron Kol Torah Kula. The Rambam who says that all you require is atzor, oser, avaryin, chiyavisa. Right? So the Rambam says we're trying to, that the point is that Torah was only machayev nisa by a flaming mezenik, a flaming machal Shabbos. So he has to know, teyeke de dibur, that if a meisim mered, af al pike, that he can become a mezen himself. It's a Rambam sheet. And Rashi and Peshe, that's not the point of Hasra. That's the point of Hasra. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yossi, holds, Kedesh Yavchim Mezid L'Shoige. But according to Chachamim, who's Machayev, everybody, they're not saying it's a degree in Hasra. So why don't he tell you Kedesh Yavchim L'Chulei Alma? Right? Why does he even tell Chacham? Because the Torah says, Chiyav Nisa, it's for a person who wants to do such a strong form of rebellion, such a merit, that he's mamish ki'ilu ripping up pasuk and chumash. And Tosfos Rid says that the merit has to be so strong that if there's a more specific lav, he has to be aware of the more specific lav, because the lav becomes part of the ma'is aveira. Alright? Quick sikum, you'll work on it, you think about it. Quick sikum is that that the machlekes we showing him what kind of asra is required. And Tosfos says that irrespective of what kind of asra is required, if you give the wrong asra, if you mess up, if you try to be over specific, you will, no matter how close you get, you mess up in the last detail, you're wrong on the wrong told, not a good asra. First halacha from the Tosfos. Second halacha from the Tosfos. That Tosfos is pointing out to us, there's going to be machlekes rishonim in the degree of specificity is required for Asra. Tosfos' major ha'or is that the Gemara said, I can help you out. Each one will do the Gemara in his own way, and Tosfos will have a very smooth shot, Tosfos a little bit more rocky, but they'll work out the Gemara each one. So then we said, so what's the basis of the machlekes rishonim over here? So he said, one second, it's even a machleik, it's a kol tera kula, not just on Shabbos. It's a detailed machleik, it's really to be shown about Shabbos, but it's really part of a much larger machleik in kol tera kula. And then we suggested that the machleik in kol tera kula, again, is we're pointing out what does each shita, how does it define Asra differently? We were not going into the reasons for the differences, different pshatim in the Gemara. The reason could be because they want to resolve the sugya on daf mem and daf ches in Sanhedrin in a little bit of a different way. But heyoy, since they have two different ways of looking at it, how does that shape our understanding of Asra differently? So we suggested, yeah, very significantly differently. That we have three mahalchim in how the Torah wants us to understand Asra. Sois, simon chav ches, very well known in the yeshivas, that it's Hasra is to be mevarer the yediyah sa'edim. Right? And you probably can work everything else according to the tzayis. Is you require a posuk to be mevarer the yediyah sa'edim. So I thought that's where it gets difficult to follow through the tzayis in that nekuda. And therefore what I'm suggesting, and you find this in Sfarim, is that the issue over here is whether the Asra is to determine the degree of the brazenness of the Avaryan, or whether it's to determine whether it's to be Kaiveya, to establish the Masa as being a brazen Maisa Avera. If the purpose of Asra is to establish the degree of Hazada of the intent of the Edom, Rambam, that's not so specific. If it's in order to attach itself and determine and be koiveya that the masa is a masa of extreme brazenness, of extreme merit, then you require that the masa should be linked up with the lab, the posuk, mamish techinidu. Okay, Bitz Hashem, on Sunday we'll learn at the 12 o'clock, and we'll do the next sugya of Avos and Toldos. We'll do this Gemara. Monday we have the first break, and we'll see you Sunday with the show.
Shabbos. Is that
Monday the building's a lot, so follow the receiving policy.
I want to know if I got you
because maybe on Sunday I'll be doing 10 minutes. Those are the reasons. Okay? I'll have
yeah, I didn't get on.